Hi, everybody. This is Rem, and welcome to session number 6 of the Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop. The title of this workshop is Designing Perfect Execution Plans that Allow You and Your Team to Get Things Done so that you can hit your goals. Pretty simple, I think, and pretty straightforward. Now, let's review just for a moment about what you and your team should be doing by this point. Number one, you should definitely know your why. What is it that's driving you? What is it that you are trying to get to, that you passionately care about, and that you can have a burning desire for? What is that? By now, you should definitely be organized. Using the deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool to get organized and prioritized. So that should be done. Next, you should have thought deeply about extreme focus to make sure that you really are focused on the things that you really should be focused on and not things that maybe you think people think you should be focused on. What is your one thing? And then finally, you should have gone through the rather tedious and difficult process of writing down those goals so you know what they are. So now it comes back to really decision time. See, now it's time to design execution plans that will allow you to achieve those goals over time using the 12-week execution plan that Brian Moran so brilliantly lays out in his book, The 12-Week Year. You should have now your top 3 goals for the next 12 weeks that you're going to work on. This really all comes down to simply executing in these simple systems. So, first thing is, you've got to make a decision, though. And I have learned, believe me, from direct experience, that focusing your mind and your efforts on your one thing isn't enough. You have to make, this is where the rubber really hits the road now, you have to make a conscious decision to take the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. You have to decide. You have to decide to stick, really stick, with your slight edge plan every tedious, mundane, challenging moment. You have to see the you that you want to become clearly, and you have to decide to never, ever give up on that goal. And if you don't, you're going to start just getting into this whole pattern of what I call the slow ride of pretending that you're serious, speaking to the goal, talking about the goal, knowing the goal, but not really doing it. See, this is the 95% of us, 95% of us that are on the failure curve, using the slight edge terminology, and only the 5% of us who will not let anything get in our way are actually going to achieve the success curve and hit our goals. This takes intent, and it can be difficult, really difficult. I know this from direct experience, but there is no other way. There is no other way. You have to decide. And believe it or not, every other time that you've achieved something great in your life, and you all have, it's because you did this. You didn't consciously do it, maybe, but you did this. So decide. Write down a message to yourself right now and let yourself know that, yes, you have decided to go for this, and you will not quit because you want that following goal. Take that message, tape it to your bathroom mirror, and with great energy and enthusiasm, say it out loud every single morning. You know, there are stories. I think it's W. Clement Stone that taught the fact that he would do this 50 times, before he went to bed and upon waking. That is serious stuff. And don't care who can hear you, because all you'll be doing is teaching them and showing them really, really quality strategies to achieve whatever they want in life. And they might laugh at you. They might, you know, I mean, in a good-natured way, if they laugh at you, really, I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, don't be embarrassed, because what's happening now is you and your subconscious mind can hear you. And all day long, your subconscious mind is going to work for you and not against you. And it's a natural law that in the fullness of time, you're going to achieve these goals if you stay focused on it. So again, what in the next 12 weeks do you want to accomplish? And remember, you can do one, two, or three goals. You really can't have more than three 12-week plans running at a time. Two is good. So first thing is, and this is in the materials that are connected with this session, goal number one, what are the tactics that we're going to achieve? In other words, what are the things we have to do to get this done? And when is this 12-week period over? Same thing. What are the tactics, the things, the steps we have to take to achieve goal number two and goal number three? And then, very simply, and it's right here in your documentation, week one, to get goal number one in week one, knowing the things that have to get done, what are we going to do in week number one? And week number two, week number three, week number four. By the time you break this out over the 12-week period, you start to look at this, and this happens to every single one of us almost every time. And that is, you know, this doesn't look that tough to get this done because there aren't that many things you have to do in the course of a week to get where you've got to go. So you look at that and you think, well, gee, that looks easy. Now, here's what you're going to be tempted to do, which is say, yeah, that looks really easy. And, you know, totally slack off in week one because, you know, I got 12 weeks after all. That's where this falls apart. At the end of week one, you must take stock. You must review and say, what percentage of what was to be accomplished in week one happened? And it either got done or it didn't. And you want to shoot for 100% of what you want to get done in week one. Now, Brian Moran says that if you get 85% of it done, you'll still make your goal. But don't tell yourself that. Don't give yourself that out. Go for 100%. And do this in a way that you can do it in week one. And you look at it and you go, what? That's not so bad. And at the end of week one, you're like, okay, got that. Check. Now week two. Let's get ready. Let's go do this. So it's not backbreaking. It's not overwhelming. It actually, and this is the cool part about this, breaks it down into really, really biteable chunks. And at the end of week two, you're going to know whether you're serious about this because you'll either be on track or you won't. And if you aren't, then at least admit that you didn't want this that much. See, this is gut check time. It really comes down to this. The other thing that's beautiful about this, I think, is it takes all the pressure off. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the slight edge. The slight edge doesn't say you're going to get everything done right away, because that's what we all want. I want this all to be done magically, and I want it to be transported from my brain without me having to try to train, explain, re-explain, fix, design with other people. But it just doesn't work that way, even though most of us operate that way. Why can't you just do what I'm thinking in my head right now? I mean, that's what I want to do all the time, but it just doesn't work. The beautiful thing here is it takes the pressure off because we only have to get done this week in this 12-week period what we have to get done. We don't have to get it all done. And you can say, I'm going to work on these other very, very important goals in the next 12-week period. So you can relax about that. Because, listen, you weren't going to get all this done anyway. You weren't going to get it done instantly all at once. None of us can. That's why we're all such basket cases when it comes to this sense of guilt and feeling overwhelmed and losing our nights and weekends. It's because we just never get around to doing this. Now, here's the same thing. I always say, like, the deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool for getting organized. It's simple. That's the thing. The funny part about this is it's simple. You don't have to go to organization school. You don't have to get a doctorate in planology or anything at all. You simply need to, week by week by week, do the things we said we were going to do this week in a slight edge way, and don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. So stay focused. Don't quit. Take your time to do this. Our next session's not till August 24th, and that one's all about getting prepped up for the summit. So really dig into this, and I promise you, if you take the time, if you go off site and you do this work, or you roll up your sleeves together and you do this work, you will be so happy 12 weeks from now at the amount of work that you've gotten done. Remember, the tagline of the 12-week year is how to get more accomplished in the next 12 weeks than you have in the last 12 months. Well, that's true, and I have seen it again and again and again. So take it one step at a time. In fact, take it 1 week at a time, and I'll see you at the top. Till next time, folks, have a great couple of weeks. Bye-bye.